There's increased speculation that an announcement on whether to electrify mainline train services into South Wales will be made this afternoon. CGS sources from within the Welsh Assembly have said that they expect the Transport Secretary, Philip Hammond, to speak in the House of Commons at around 4:30 this afternoon. Our reporter Tom Sheldrick has been following the story and he joins me now. So Tom, what do we expect to happen this afternoon?
Well, Jenny, I've spoken to several people within the Welsh Assembly in the last hour, and they are expecting an announcement on electrification from the Transport Secretary this afternoon. I must stress that this is just speculation at the moment, and the Department of Transport would not confirm that Mr. Hammond would be speaking. We're also not sure what he could say. The proposal to electrify the Great Western Main Line from Paddington Station in London across into South Wales has been on the drawing board for a very long time. A decision was postponed back in November. Transport Minister Iain Wynne-Jones then accused the Westminster Government of sidelining Wales while investing money in rail travel elsewhere. Jonathan Morgan, Conservative AM for Cardiff North, says that he wants to hear at least a step in the right direction this afternoon.
I'm hoping we'll get some positive news today. Now, if we don't get some positive news, and it's electrification as far as Bristol or even Cardiff, then we need to see some messages from government in London that indicate that over time we are going to try and get all of this resolved by getting it as far as Swansea.
And that's the burning question, whether the line will be electrified as far as Swansea.
Yes, that's right. The previous Labour government said they were going to electrify the line from Paddington all the way to Swansea. So far, the coalition in Westminster has only committed to electrification from London to Didcot in Oxfordshire. It's quite likely that Mr. Hammond will announce electrification only as far as Cardiff, with the possibility that the extra 40 miles to Swansea could be done later. Business leaders and politicians in South Wales have previously voiced their concerns about excluding Wales's second city from the benefits of high-speed travel for residents and the economy. Jonathan Morgan.
It's absolutely vitally important that if we're going to get an efficient public transport system that encourages consumers and also businesses, then electrification through the south of England into Wales, and as far as we can possibly do it, I would hope to Swansea. I certainly believe that is what is appropriate for Wales. It would give us real connectivity with the south of England, and I believe very strongly that we ought to be delivering on this.
And if the government decides not to electrify?
Wales will feel itself very hard done by, especially at a time when the UK government is looking to push on with high-speed rail links from London to Birmingham and the north of England. We know that work on electrification into South Wales would not start until 2014 at the absolute earliest, but residents and businesses here will be eagerly anticipating what we expect will be a landmark announcement when the Transport Secretary stands up in the Commons this afternoon.
Thanks, Tom.